I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Monday, July 27th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on Indiana's mask mandate and just how it applies to Valparaiso. One state university's plans for reopening in the fall won't require testing, and there's rain in the forecast ahead. Public health officials in Indiana are reporting 860 new confirmed cases of coronavirus and 8 deaths, though no new deaths in northwest Indiana. The Indiana State Department of Health said Sunday that overall 62,372 people in the state have tested positive for COVID-19, with 2,706 deaths. Governor Eric Holcomb has announced a statewide face mask mandate that starts today, pointing to renewed growth in coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. The executive order leaves it up to state and local health departments to enforce compliance. The Times reports Lake County added 88 positive cases, bringing its total to 6,678. Porter County saw 13 more cases. LaPorte County increased by 6 cases. Governor Holcomb will address the state on Wednesday at 1:30 for his weekly press conference. You'll hear that here on Lakeshore Public Radio and our sister station, Lakeshore PBS. Valparaiso Mayor Matt Murphy says he is encouraging everyone in his city to follow the governor's guidelines and mandate on wearing a face mask. Murphy says, quote, "We're encouraged by the willingness of our community to care for each other and confident this mandate will further reinforce the recommendations we've been providing," end quote. Murphy reinforces that mask covering both the nose and mouth should be worn by all residents 8 years and older in indoor public spaces and outdoor spaces where 6 feet of social distancing may not be maintained. And it goes without saying that all must continue to wash their hands, staying home if you feel ill, and practicing careful hygiene using commonly used spaces. Mayor Murphy says he and city officials trust the schools to make appropriate policies for mask use on school properties and transportation services based on the expert guidance they are receiving at both the state and local level. Many attendees of this year's Police Appreciation Day event held last week in Schererville told the Post-Tribune they have never been to the event before, but felt compelled to come out and show their support for law enforcement as police across the country are coming under scrutiny and calls for reform continue to grow. This was the 6th year for the event held at the Patrician Banquet Hall on U.S. 30. It featured a parade of police vehicles, but protesters at the Schererville event called it, quote, "an act of aggression toward people of color," end quote. Moments before, about 50 protesters stretched out on the concrete outside the Schererville Police Department. A brief spate of fireworks blew up the south, set off as part of the Police Appreciation Day. John Halsted, one of the protest organizers, told the Post-Tribune that, quote, "We say Black Lives Matter, then say all lives matter, but we know all lives don't matter until Black Lives Matter," end quote. Ball State University won't require students or staff to be tested for COVID-19 before the campus fully reopens for in-person classes next month. Employees already back to work at Ball State University have been asked to self-monitor and self-certify they're not sick. It's a practice that will continue under a detailed screening plan released Monday and will include students. Before moving into residence halls, students have two options: self-certifying that they've been quarantined for 14 days before moving in, or presenting a negative COVID-19 test from within 7 days of moving in. In an email to campus, Ball State University President Jeffrey Mearns says the school will have rooms available for students to quarantine or isolate in residence halls should they get the virus. Mearns also says Ball State has an agreement with IU Health to test any student for COVID-19 at the Student Health Center on campus. That's for students that want a test or who develop symptoms. For faculty and staff, Ball State suggests they go see their own doctor if they want a test, or head to a local testing site or the employee quick clinic if they can't get to a doctor's office. Ball State's fall semester opens with in-person classes on August 24th. Progress is being made on construction of a park honoring two teenage girls who were killed in 2017. Crews have completed an amphitheater and restrooms and are set to finish this month at the Abby and Libby Memorial Park near Delphi. The park is named for 14-year-old Liberty Germain and 13-year-old Abigail Williams, who were killed in February 2017 while out on a recreational trail. No arrests have ever been made in their slayings. Fundraising for the project is still underway. WXIN-TV reports that a grant organizers received will match any money raised up to $150,000 this year. In sports, the 2-1 Cubs travel to Cincinnati to take on the 1-2 Reds at 5:40. The 1-2 White Sox travel to Cleveland to take on the 2-1 Indians at 6:10. The second place 13-6 Northwest Indiana Oilmen are a half game behind the 13-5 DuPage County Hounds. This is what we call foreshadowing. Tonight at 5, the Oilmen take on the Hounds in Aurora with first place on the line. Looking at your midday Hoosier Lotto picks, your daily 3, 8, 3, 8, and the Super Bowl is 8. Your daily 4, 4, 4, 3, 2, and the Super Bowl is 8. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, today a 40% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 o'clock, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Tonight, isolated showers before 7 o'clock, otherwise mostly clear with a low near 62. Tuesday, sunny skies, a high near 84. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 85. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson providing the latest news, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.